Monday, March 4th, was Read Across America Day, spearheaded by the National Education Association. This year, the NEA's sponsoring partner was the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest LGBT advocacy organization. The Read Across America tagline is celebrating a nation of diverse readers. Its website features recommended books. Prominent among them is I Am Jazz, written by a biological boy who is now Jazz, a transgender girl. That's the book chosen by an Arlington, Virginia kindergarten teacher, Jane Foster. The Washington Post reports that Human Rights Campaign spokesperson Sarah McBride read I Am Jazz to Mr. Foster's class. "I have a girl brain in a boy body," she read. "This is called transgender. I was born this way." According to the Post, after her reading, McBride told the children, "I'm like Jazz. When I was born, the doctors and my parents, they all thought I was a boy." A little girl asked why, and McBride answered, "Because society, people around them, told them that was the case. It took me getting a little bit older to be able to say that in my heart and in my mind, I knew I was really a girl." Why this full court press of the transgender agenda in schools? NEA President Lily Garcia explains that it stems from what she describes as the Trump administration's open hostility to this cause. The president rolled back his predecessor's bathroom mandate, the Obama administration's guidance instructing schools to allow students to use bathrooms that align not necessarily with their biological sex, but with their gender identity. The NEA's Garcia says that now, it is more important than ever that we speak out. "We live in a culture that's been blinded and is becoming stupid because influencers have exchanged the truth about God for a lie." Family Research Council's Tony Perkins says these LGBT activists no longer have to hide. Now they are openly recruiting our kids. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.